This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Here's the 1-2. Adames goes down swinging. 98-mile-an-hour fastball got him. Will Vest starts the celebration. And the Tigers make it two in a row against the Giants, despite a little life offensively in the ninth inning. The Giants fall tonight 3-1.
This is Stephen Toledo.
Oh! Damn, Priest! Off the top rope. Dave Fleming on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Tigers! Detroit! Final score, 3-1. Back-to-back 3-1 finishes there. That's a rarity, I feel like, in today's league. They're going to look for the sweep today, though, in the afternoon out in Detroit. You know, the bats are frustrating right now, Joe. There's no doubt about it. We were talking about it yesterday. So all the positives, like, I don't care what you're doing pitching the ball-wise, and Logan Webb, again, struggling early on in that game in the first inning, and they couldn't recover. And I don't want to, like, crush Logan Webb for this because, you know, it feels like he's going down that Matt Cain road, if you will. We've been talking about it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, Matt Cain, obviously a legend for San Francisco, multi-time World Series champion. Just that consistent, whether you call him an ace or not, just that steady hand in that rotation for such a long time. But the problem was for Matt, like it is for Logan, the lack of run support. So when you give up one or two or three, it feels like 5, 6, 7. And that's what it felt like early on yesterday. And they couldn't recover. And now they're going to try to avoid the sweep today. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, I was watching pregame, and Bonte was actually on the pregame, and they flashed a graphic. There was a couple that really stuck out to me. The first one, Logan Webb in innings 1-3 has an over 4.5 ERA. I was like, huh. And then Sean Estes says, you know, that doesn't surprise me because he's a sinker baller. And a lot of sinker ballers sometimes take some time to figure out the grip on a particular day. And then as the game goes on, he's well under a 2 ERA from the rest of the game on. And, you know, in this modern day of baseball, that second, third time through the lineup, typically you see everyone else who's a pitcher have all their numbers, you know, go up in terms of, you know, ERA goes up, opponent batting average goes up. Well, Logan's goes down because he gets a better grip, better feel for it. And in that first inning, offensively, the Giants don't score any runs. Put a bookmark on that. I could feel the pressure for Logan Webb to come out and put up a zero in that bottom of that first inning. And when they scored right away, I go, oh, boy, this one's going to be an uphill battle. And right now, Logan Webb is actually pitching better than whatever the numbers are in terms of his win-loss record, because he's 5-5 right now.
Oh, yeah. Win-loss is so 2019-90. We don't even check that out anymore. I don't even pay attention to wins.
No. Just to be fair, I do – let's meet in the middle on this when it comes to win-loss. There is something to be said to be leading the game 2-1 and handing the ball to the bullpen in the eighth inning or the seventh inning.
Sure. But it also is incumbent, like, I can get two runs under my belt. Can I get two?
Like, you brought up Matt Cain. Matt Cain has a losing record.
Yeah.
Not many people know that.
Which I would argue was not his fault, which is why I get upset about the win-loss record. That's not the end-all, be-all for pitchers anymore.
No.
And I'm glad we got to the point where we've had Cy Youngs with a losing win-loss record, like, finally, because they've realized there's really good pitchers on just some horrible offensive teams. And right now, that's what the Giants are. They are a horrible offensive team right now.
But like, I love Matt Cain. Cain was a great Giant.
He's one of the great Giants.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think Logan Webb, very similar to Matt Cain, he's a great Giant.
He is.
Now we can, at some point today, we can have this ace conversation. And you might be the number one in a staff, but that doesn't make you a quote-unquote ace. Logan Webb is what I would call one of those fringe guys. He can pitch ace-like for weeks on end, but I don't put him in that category of the guy who pitches for Detroit, even though he didn't pitch in this series, Scooble, who is an ace.
Yeah.
But he's really good. And what sucks right now for Logan Webb is that once he gave up the second run, most Giants fans are like, oh, my God, this is an insurmountable lead. I mean, what is this? 2009, 2010, 2011.
In today's Major League Baseball, in 2025, May 27th, the year of our Lord, you can't get more than a run. More than a run. When the ball is, we're literally having discussions about whether the ball is juiced constantly and we can't get it out of the ballpark on a hot day in Detroit. Come on.
How many times have they scored more than three runs in the last 7 or 8 games?
Boy.
9, 10 games.
Boy.
I mean, if you pulled up how many times they've actually hit a crooked number in an inning in the last month, it's not a lot.
No, it's probably most of those were probably against the A's, too, who you swept, who were in the midst of like a 10-game losing streak, right?
Yeah.
So other than that, and probably against like the Rock, like against the bad teams, sure. But you're going up against good teams now.
Well,
like, this is the best, literally the best team in all baseball right now, record-wise, mm-hmm. is the Detroit Tigers.
And look, Logan Webb is an excellent player. And yesterday
it was a quality start for him. It was. It was six innings.
But I would also say I don't think he had his best stuff.
10 Ks though, strikeout wise. And I know you're gonna say, did you watch the game? He was struggling with command at times. Mm-hmm. I get that. But when you look up 6 innings, 7 hits, scattered him a little bit, only 1 walk, 10 Ks at the end of the day. Well, which I will take.
Absolutely.
You take that 10 times out of 10. If you're gonna tell me Logan Webb goes out and does that every game, like, yeah, I'm taking that. But right now, the Giants are, there's just no room for error. And that's what's frustrating if I'm the pitcher and Logan Webb. Like, and that starts to get on you. I'm sure it got on Matt Cain. It's just like, dude, I make one mistake and then all the weight of this entire freaking team is on my shoulders. And again, that comes with the territory. You're pitching every 5 days. You should want that pressure. And I'm sure Logan will tell that to you, me, Sam. Like, I live for that stuff. I want to be the ace of this team. I feel like I am the ace. So I feel like I let my team down when it comes to that. But at the same time, like, as we've been talking about, you know, Willy Adames, nice to see him get a couple hits yesterday. So hopefully that starts something.
I thought the swing was a lot better.
But Matt Chapman, like, that's another, just, oh my God. Just another 0 for, like, it's bad up and down the lineup right now. Jung-Hoo Lee's cooled off a little bit, 0 for 3 yesterday. Casey Schmidt, God the love guy, he's just gotten called up. He was 0 for 3. Just someone, I'm looking for someone to get a spark right now. Wilmer, it was great. He got a ribby. That, again, we keep going back. Wilmer Flores, are we going to keep relying on this guy all season long?
He's carrying them offensively.
And that's a problem, though. That's a problem.
No, I would agree, but the you got to have somebody have a career year, right, if you want to have a good year. The problem is they cannot get consecutive big hits in a row from anyone right now. Ramos is battling. Ramos is doing what he needs to do in terms of getting on base, and I feel like he's having probably the best season under the radar on the team. Nobody's talking about the guy. Chapman, Adames, have got to start heating up. Now, again, I thought Adamas had a good game yesterday. So that file that under good. Yaz is cooling off right now. You know, Bailey's in a deep funk, you know, frustrated over the strike zone. I did think he got hosed on one of those borderline strikes. But right now, their offense needs a jolt. And I don't know where they're going to get it from. Like, when was the last time they hit a home run?
Boy, it's a great question.
You know, like, they need somebody to step into one. And right now, their entire lineup just feels devoid of any pop and any power. And boy, do they need just somebody to hit a home run early in the game or drive in a run with a runner in scoring position early in the game. First inning, they had runners on first and second. But prior to that, Wilmer hit one to the wall, and Riley Green just sticks his glove up and catches it over the fence. And I'm thinking, oh, that's a bad omen. And then, you know, Fleming and Hunter are showing us wind cast stats saying that 10 feet of wind, you know, ruined that particular home run. I'm thinking, oh, boy, we're in the whining and crying phase. And I'm not knocking those guys. I'm saying that's how bad the offense is. Right. We're complaining because the wind knocked the ball down.
Stop. Exactly. Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Plus, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We got a hell of a guest list for you today. We are going to be talking some baseball, maybe some football too, with Chris Rose. You know Chris Rose, formerly of what was it? The Best Damn was the Best Damn
Best
Sports
Damn
Show?
Show.
That was Spike TV. I don't even think that's a channel anymore. That's way back when. And obviously, formerly of NFL Network. I think currently still with NFL Network, but formerly of MLB Network, but now with John Boy Media. Also, diehard Cleveland fan as well. And he does play-by-play for BattleBots on Silence. I do love me some BattleBots, by the way. I haven't watched that since I was a kid. And I'm sure I'll make Chris feel very old when I say that, because I'm sure I'm as old as his son. So, Chris Rose, 8 o'clock, talking some Giants, some He Got This, some Major League Baseball, and some OTAs as well, as the 49ers are doing their OTAs. It's league-wide right now. Some teams got there a little early. I think you have a rookie head coach. You start like 2 weeks prior than everyone else, something like that. So the 49ers started yesterday, and I guess practice in front of media is tomorrow. And I'm very curious to see how Christian McCaffrey is going to look tomorrow. I think that's going to be a big question mark. I guess the talk of yesterday was, Jake Moody, Joe. He has a new kicking approach, it would seem.
And you want to get into this right now?
No, we can tease it.
Oh, my God.
You just looked at me with so much disgust in your face.
Oh, no.
He's not smiling, ladies and gentlemen. He's not. He's not. Hey, he's not finding any of this amusing right now.
I mean, if we had a better kicker, I think the Niners might have made the playoffs.
That's the reason I get pissed.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know. Yeah, but what a great draft pick.
Nick Friedell.
Him and Wisnowski, who can't hit a punt to save his life.
Nick Friedell also at 920, cousin Nick Friedell, former host here at the station.
Does he make timeout?
What? He makes like 4.8 a year.
Who?
Wisnowski.
4.8 for one of the most mid punters in the history of the game.
I know, and I don't get why they didn't like that guy from the Steelers.
I love that guy.
He was really good.
If you watch the preseason, he actually pooch kicked, coffin cornered them like you would in Madden over and over and over again. And I'm like, Wisnowski hasn't done that ever.
Wisnowski's really making 4.5. I think the Raiders just signed their punter, A.J. Cole, who's like two-time first-team All-Pro. He's making like 3.9 here.
Again. You complain about Brock Purdy's contract. If I went through the entire roster and explained to you where some of the wasted money went on the Niners, like, you would never complain about Brock's contract. And trust me, I'm one that penny pinches.
Oh, okay. He has a base salary of 1.1. Let's relax, everyone. 4.5, Carter. You're inflating the numbers. But Nick Friedell, as I mentioned, 920. So Chris Rose, 8. Nick Friedell, 920. And then you, the guest. I want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text if you have thoughts on the Giants bat scuffling right now.
Well, I have a suggestion for the
what
Giants.
What is the suggestion? Also, we have some sound from one Shams Charania of ESPN. You're not going to miss this because he said something crazy yesterday. Literally crazy yesterday. So we'll get into that at some point as well when it's talking about the NBA offseason. Continue, Joe.
The Giants need a jolt right now in the worst way. And, you know, to say, you know, make a trade on May 28th, make a trade. People are going to go like, come on, that's not realistic. And you're probably right. But right now, they do have some guys in AAA that they can bring up. And Encarnacion hit a bomb yesterday. They desperately need his bat. I would bring him up ASAP. And the other move I would make, I would just do it just to see what you have. I would flip-flop Luciano and Matos right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
What do you have to lose? You know, Luciano's been playing outfield for you in AAA. He's got 9 home runs. The batting average isn't robust. I don't think he's some world beater. I really don't. I think he's just a slight upgrade over what I've seen from Luis Matos this year, yeah. Who's not driving the ball, playing kind of crummy defense, isn't a threat to run into one right now. You know, Lucy's got 9 jacks in AAA.
You can give me some pop like that. That's my what you that. Give me that right now,
Joe,
right?
They're searching.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Yeah, no, they absolutely are. They're just searching for anything right now, not named Wilmer Flores. Again, I love Wilmer. He's a great story, great guy. If I'm relying on him to be my offensive punch right now, that's a problem. Well, I'm going to get knocked out if we're using that analogy.
The other move that I would do right now if I was the Giants, and I'm dead serious on this, Jung Woo Lee needs to bat leadoff, and I would put Wilmer in the 2-hole.
Oh.
I want my 2 best hitters getting up more often. How many of these games are they, you know, scraping across runs and you barely get Wilmer 4 at-bats? You barely get Jung-Hoo Lee 4 at-bats. I think these two are the 2 best players on the team at the plate. I would go Jung-Hoo Lee, Wilmer, Ramos. Okay. Or Jung-Hoo Lee, Ramos, Wilmer. Now, do I love Wilmer as a base runner in the two hole? Not necessarily, but I just want that guy getting up more often than not, and he's going to work an at bat and take a bunch of pitches. He'll foul stuff off. That gives Jung-Hoo Lee options to run. I also think that opens up the right side of the infield for Wilmer Flores, who will go that way. You know, Ramos likes to pull the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Wilmer will go that way, and it opens it up because you have to hold on Jung-Hoo Lee. That's something I would experiment with. I would try putting Jung-Hoo Lee in the leadoff spot, and I would maybe tinker and just try Wilmer in the two-hole. They, what do they have to lose?
No, it's a great point. Not much right now offensively, and that goes up to our guy Bob Melvin, who got tossed yesterday, Joe. Did you like them?
Balls and strikes were a problem.
They
yesterday.
Were a problem.
But and I think they were the game before as well.
Totally. I do think that was also pent-up frustration with the bats, with all of it. I mean, we've heard ad nauseum from Bob, just trying to light a fire into this team. And I do appreciate Bob. It doesn't feel like there is a calculated nature. Thank you. I was going to go right to Gabe Kapler. It felt like, okay, this is just not doing anything for anyone right now. I don't know what this is. Bob, it felt like, okay, he could sense the fans' frustration too. I was like, okay, that's what I like for my manager. He feels my own frustrations, and now we're getting even more squeezed when we can't even get anyone on base right now. So, yes, I totally felt Bob in that scenario. I don't mind him getting tossed at all. You're on the road. Get your money's worth for it. Bottom of the fifth inning. Unfortunately, it didn't really rally the troops. Although, in the ninth, you start getting your hopes up a little bit, Joe. They did get a run there. A little ribby from Wilmer Flores, but too little too late. And
here's
again.
The saddest stat of the season. For those that don't know, there's a couple different kinds of fastballs, right? The four-seam fastball is going to be the one that you throw the hardest and the straightest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants have the worst batting average on four-seam fastballs in baseball.
Really?
I'm going to say that again. The Giants have the worst batting average in all of baseball on four-seam fastballs. How's that even possible?
It's possible when you just can't make contact.
You have a bunch of professional hitters. You know, like Chapman is a professional hitter. You know, Adames is a professional hitter. Say what you want about Yaz. He's a professional hitter. And right now, this team is just in a deep abyss offensively, and they need to square up fastballs. I mean, what is this, like 11U? 10U?
You can say they're professionals. They're also going up against elite professionals, too. That's just
Jack Flaherty.
That's how it works.
Jack Flaherty was the weak link in the Detroit Tiger rotation. You know, like, I hear you, and Jack Flaherty was at one point coveted at the deadline last year, but he's not the greatest player in terms of, you know, pitching performance. Like, it's one thing you do this against Skubal. Skubal is elite. He's unbelievable. Threw one of the fastest balls in the ninth inning in years, okay? Just the other day in that spectacular start on Sunday. This is against, like, Flaherty is just, like, a dude. Just another dude.
24th. The Giants are ranked out of all 30 Major League Baseball teams when it comes to team batting average. They're batting a meager 230, tied with the Cleveland Guardians there, so 24th and 25th spots. The only teams below them, Angels, Pirates, Rangers, surprisingly, because they're like muddled around in that division, the AL West, which is tight. And then you got the White Sox and Rockies, two of the most putrid teams we've ever seen offensively in quite some time. So it's not good company, is what I'm saying, Joe. It's not good. And I don't think a Luis Matos change, a Jung-Hoo Lee change, like, they need some more, like, they need better hitters. Like, that sometimes it comes down to that. And that's
they have
why
Chapman and Adames for the next 5+.
Well, I know. But those guys, like, I can't rely on those guys to be my better hitters. Now, Ramos is a start. I'm starting to come around on, like, that. He was an all-star last year.
Yeah, he's a pillar.
He's a pillar that you could build around. Jung-Hoo Lee, we'll see. Like, this is his first full year of Major League Baseball action. Started off hot. Now the league's adjusting back to him, Joe. So let's see if he can adjust back, if you will. It's a game of adjustments. And again, you mentioned Wilmer Flores. It's great. But is he going to be the guy that I'm going to rely on long term? No, it's not. So I'm looking at Adames. I'm looking at Chapman. Yaz, obviously.
Yeah, but Yaz, like, I think I get why they tried Yaz in the leadoff spot. I don't like it.
It's fine. No,
I don't like it. I want him down in the order. Like, to me, I got to get my best players up more often. This isn't about old school. We set the table. We bunt you over.
Well, then Tyler Fitzgerald yesterday, right? Like, I'm not going to get on that guy who's just...
No, he's having a fine season.
He's having a fine season for his age, yeah, and for his experience
level. He's been better than Estrada. He's, yes, been better than Wisely the last couple of years. Like, all those guys at second base.
But is this why... And I was listening to Steiny and Goo. I was listening to Willard and Dibbs yesterday. You know, Giants resonating here. Why aren't they resonating right now when it comes to, you know, the Bay Area... the greater Bay Area, whether it's San Francisco, Oakland, South Bay, it doesn't matter. And I would argue, like, if you just watch the games, the home games, people are going to them. Now, does that mean they're resonating with the average fan here in the Bay that's just walking around wearing a Giants cap? Are they watching every game? I don't know if anyone even watches every game anymore when it comes to baseball, unless they're the diehards, right? Like, I just don't think that's happening. But I do think it's difficult, if we're going to use that word, to resonate in a game when you're not hitting home runs, when that's still, I would argue, I know you say the play at the plate is still the most exciting thing at a game. The long ball, man. Chicks dig the long ball for a reason. Like, you need to hit the ball out of the yard. You need to give me some thump. And right now they're not doing that, and they have a prime opportunity to capture a lot of our attention right now in the Bay. No Warriors, no Niners. It's all in the Giants right now. They're 7 games over 500, and they're teetering right now because you get swept today, then it's a must-win series against the Marlins, who are not a good team, because after that, you got the Padres, then you got the Braves. It's not going to be easy. It's not. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'd love your participation on here when it comes to the Giants. They fall again to the Detroit Tigers. Final score, 3-1. Plus, we'll get into more basketball talk as both series now in the conference finals seem to be under a stranglehold from both the Thunder now up 3-1 and the Indiana Pacers now up 3-1 as well. That's all coming up, brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. Christian Bale and Nicolas Cage as Al Davis and John Madden, respectively, because they're going to have that movie coming out where they're playing him. He's pumped about it. I actually am, too. I think Christian Bale is going to play a great Al Davis because Christian Bale's like, he's an all-timer. Okay. Not to say that Nicolas Cage isn't in his own right, because he has won an Academy Award, but I am very, like, the accent. You got to nail the Al Davis accent if you're going to be, like, if you're going to transform into him, and I'm curious if he's going to be able to do that. As far as John Madden goes, he's such a larger-than-life figure that maybe, you know, Nicolas Cage is probably perfect for that role. We're talking about larger-than-life personalities. Like, Nicolas Cage is probably that
guy.
He
looks just like him.
They did.
And the way they did the costume.
Absolutely.
Was really good.
By the way, you can hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube. Again, that's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Spadoni and Chasky here. Breaking it all down, Giants fall in back-to-back games now to the Detroit Tigers with a final score of 3-1. You heard Dave Fleming on the call right there on NBC Sports Bay Area. Dave Fleming joined us yesterday. Great interview there. If you missed any of that, you can find all of our interviews on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. But you can also find, Joe, Golden State Valkyries basketball, because we are the home of Golden State Warriors and Valkyries on said app. They actually have a separate tab on that app where you can stream it. If you can't hear it here on our airwaves, you can hear it on that Odyssey app. So download it. It's free. It's easy. Valkyries fall yesterday to the defending champs, New York Liberty. Probably New York's best win yesterday, all things considered, because they fell to the, I should say their men's side, the Knicks fell to the Indiana Pacers. And that series looks like it's all but over now. Both these conference finals now at 3-1 apiece. Real quick on that, are you shocked at all? Are you disappointed that, like, no one else showed up? It feels like this is a cakewalk for the Pacers. Just better than the Knicks. They just are. They're more deep. They're more talented. It feels like offensively. It just is what it is. And same with the Thunder. You know what? They were the best team all season long, all regular season long. And sometimes it works where they just go through everyone. Or sometimes it's like the Cavaliers where they get humbled in the second round. They get knocked out. And that's it. But for the Oklahoma City Thunder, it might just be their year, it feels like. Well, and they're on a collision course with Indiana.
I think you just get into the NBA. It's just, I think they're really good teams. I don't think they're like these superstar all-time type squads. And nor did I think that the 2022 Warriors were either, right? There are certain years that just the level of play and the teams that end up making it through are surprising. And I am surprised that Indiana is this good. Now, having watched every one of these games between the Knicks and the Pacers, yeah, I'm thoroughly impressed by their team, top to bottom. But the East as a whole just feels down. It just feels down.
Right.
And I've been disappointed with Minnesota's showing. Julius Randle has fallen back to earth. Anthony Edwards hasn't looked great.
No, he hasn't. And, you know, he even said he didn't have a bad game yesterday. He just didn't have the shot attempts that everyone was looking for. But he said, I still showed up. I was like, well, you probably needed to have more. Kind of the Jimmy Butler conversation where it's like, you showed up, but I need you to just like have like 25 to 30 field goal attempts in a game like that. I just do. Yeah. And the Jimmy Butler conversation we'll definitely get to, because Shams Charania, as I alluded to earlier, Joe, ESPN, their insider there, he says this is going to be a crazy, and I mean crazy, offseason in the NBA. We had a crazy trade deadline. Luka to L.A., Jimmy to Golden State, De'Aaron Fox to San Antonio. I mean, Can it get crazier than that? We'll see. In the meantime, we are talking Gigantes. And we did want to talk about this because we touched on it a little bit. And we talked about it all morning, actually, behind the scenes. What constitutes an ace in baseball is always interesting, right?
Well, this is how the conversation started.
Please.
Yesterday, we were discussing Logan Webb. And I think Logan is a really good player. Great player, in fact. Actually, a great player, right? I have a higher threshold for what I determine to be an ace than others. Just because you're the number one in the rotation doesn't mean you're a quote-unquote ace. So not every team has an ace, right? It's the same thing I look at, like, franchise quarterback. Like, just because you're paid like a franchise quarterback or you are the team's franchise quarterback doesn't mean every single franchise is viewing you as such. So, like, for me, an ace is somebody who, no matter what the rotation, unless it's one of the other top four or five guys in the league, you are clearly run away the number one guy in said rotation. An ace for me stops the bleeding, meaning your team has gone through a 1-2-3 game losing streak, and no matter what, you are going out there and you are finding a way. You might not get the win, credited for the win, but the team will get the win. The entire roster knows, yeah, it's, for example, Timmy Day, and we're going to score two or three runs, and there's not a chance in hell the other team's going to beat us. Now, if I give you all of that as my, like, prerequisites of what makes an ace, you would counter with, Joe, that means there aren't a lot of aces in the last 10 years in general. Like, well, yeah. Yeah, that's how I view it. I view it as something very, very, very elite and very, very, very rare. Okay? Superstars in the NBA. I think we throw that word around. Superstar. Like, Tyrese Halliburton is maybe becoming a superstar. I don't think Tyrese Halliburton is a superstar today.
Ooh. If he gets to the finals with that Pacers team.
Check back in 2 to 3 weeks on that one.
I mean.
No, but that's where.
But to your point, though, Joe, you make a good point. Like, he's on that track.
Yeah, he's on that. Like, Paul Skeens is on the trajectory of being an ace. Like, he is a rising star.
I think he is an ace already. I think there's
okay,
an argument.
Okay, but you have to do it for multiple years.
I think there's an argument where he could have won Cy Young as a rookie last year. He was that incredible. Had he started earlier, I know that Sale deserved it and all that, but
do you consider Carlos Rodon an ace?
No, he's not on that Yankee squad. No.
He's having a hell of a year.
He is, but he's not
he's
having a year
ace-like.
Max Fried's better. Fried, excuse me.
So, okay, but my point is, like, Fried. Rodon's had multiple unbelievable seasons. And even then, like, I'm like, yeah, I don't think he's an ace. He can pitch ace-like for months on end, you know? But I don't think he's an ace. And so that's just how I do the ace. So when we get to Logan Webb, I'm like, I got Logan in that Matt Cain category. Freaking great. I want him on my team 10 out of 10 times. Yeah. Right? No one is dismissing that. I love him. He brings something every single time. Even yesterday, he doesn't even have close to his best stuff. And he got 10 strikeouts, Joe. Yeah, and he was grinding through that entire game.
That's the mark of an ace right there.
No,
grinded. Even when he didn't have his best stuff, he still had a quality start. You're looking at me like I'm being facetious, but I'm actually being serious.
Okay,
like,
all right.
He sets the tone, and I do think that matters. When we're talking about aces,
okay.
Who do you trust
on
this staff?
The middle.
If there's a do-or-die game, let's say we're back into that wild card game,
okay.
Right? Just a single elimination.
And it's...
Are you going Robbie Ray or going Logan Webb? I'm going Logan Webb.
What were the last three starts?
Which one?
Because that matters to me. Form matters to me. Because with pitchers, like who you are, like, for example, in game one, NLDS, NLDS, Dodgers, Giants.
Yes.
There's not a question in my mind I wanted Logan Webb
yes.
on the mound
Absolutely.
At that particular point in time. And he had finished the season for 2 months on a heater. Last year to end the year, if you would have said, Joe, they're going into the playoffs, do you want Logan Webb or Blake Snell? I probably would have said Blake Snell down the stretch. He was unreal. Does that mean that Logan Webb sucks? No! He's great! He's great, but when it comes to these, like, pitching dynamics, like, form does play a part into it.
Sure. No, absolutely. And by the way, I go to AI with these things, the chat GPTs of the world.
What is it?
And
say?
I just looked up, what is an ace? And I just put MLB. And then it says, you know, in Major League Baseball, an ace refers to the best starting pitcher on a team. The ace is typically the most reliable, dominant, and skilled pitcher in the rotation and is often the one who, little colon there, starts on opening day, pitches in crucial games, and is expected to stop losing streaks or deliver a win when needed. All right. I think he fits a lot of those criteria. To me,
I would agree. I would agree.
Traits of an ace pitcher. High velocity and command. Consistent performance. Low ERA. high strikeout rate, often a Cy Young Award contender or winner.
Okay.
I think he checks a lot of those boxes.
He does check a lot of those boxes.
And this is the best part right here.
He does.
This is ChatGPT, by the way, people. This isn't Spadoni. It says it right here. You guys can come and look at this. Examples of modern-day aces. Gerrit Cole with the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
Corbin Burns.
Uh-huh.
Zach Wheeler.
Uh-huh.
Max Fried.
Uh-huh.
Logan Webb.
Interesting.
Right there. Look
so
at that.
ChatGPT thinks he is.
The computers. I mean, you can't argue with the computers.
So you
They're
think he's a no doubt about it ace?
Yes. He's been consistently in the Cy Young conversation and has been the most reliable starter the Giants have had for a few years now. So I would say he is. And one of the most reliable starters, not for the just for the Giants, in the National League, quite frankly. So yes, he's absolutely an ace. Yes. I don't think it's that much of a hot take. I do think we're splitting hairs a little here.
No. But that's kind of where I'm going. Like I didn't view Matt Cain as an ace his entire career. He's just a great player. A great player who was he pitched ace-like for multiple years. But then, I always leaned, hey, Lincecum. And then eventually it was, you know, at one point, Bumgarner. And, you know, I Jason Schmidt. Was Jason Schmidt an ace for the Giants in the early 2000s?
He had ace-like stuff.
I think he was.
You right, but
till he wasn't.
Till he wasn't. Exactly. But that could be with Logan Webb. He is until he's not, right?
Okay.
But I do think his game is going to age pretty gracefully. I know he's mostly known as a ground ball pitcher and the ground ball rate.
I'm with you on that.
Hasn't been high as much.
I agree.
And I do agree with a sense which sounds insane, like when he's getting a lot of strikeouts, it's actually not his game.
No, his game is ground balls, early crummy contact.
Yes.
Like that's his game. But yesterday, he didn't have grip on the sinker.
No.
And so he needed to get the strikeouts.
Absolutely. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. How do you define an ace in baseball when it comes to your team or around the league? David Sampson, our guy, who was the former Marlins president, who is now with Metal Arc Media, has his own podcast, Dan Le Batard. All of that. He joined us last week, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He actually had some thoughts on what an ace is for him when it comes to the executive level and how they view some of these guys when it comes up to contract time and all that. And that's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Plus, Carter, plus, how can I miss the sound from Shams Charania? I promise. ESPN talking about the craziness of this offseason. All that coming up next.
And this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Somehow, the conversation came to Hunter watching 2010 highlight stuff, and he referenced Robin Williams. And he referenced Robin Williams before, you know, the NLDS in 2010. And it's one of my favorite moments as a Giants fan. It makes me cry every single time. Now, it's even more impactful now that my dad's gone. Yeah. But even when he did it, I remember being at that game, literally crying. I was so fired up. And it was Robin Williams going, "Let's go, Giants! You're..." And he said, "National League Western Division champs," like the old school division back in the 80s. You guys are probably all too young before realignment.
Yeah, we're all born
in the 90s. None of us were born in the 80s. So.
That hit me in my soul. And he was like, "Vivas los gigantes!" And it was just, it was incredible. And you could feel the passion from him. And I was texting with Fleming, like, there are certain individuals that are like the holy trinity of pregames for Giants fans, okay? Jerry Garcia at the Candlestick, meaning the Grateful Dead doing the national anthem. Huey Lewis, okay?
That's the power of love.
And then Robin Williams doing the fire up stuff. Now, there's Speech Bike at Babylon and other things that people are going to throw in there.
Who's the lead singer of Genesis? Who was that guy? He did it one of the years, right? Everyone was going nuts.
Well, Steve Perry did it one time, too.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, but like, there's many different people, but there's just something about Robin Williams being a San Franciscan and his love of the Giants. Seeing them talk about that was really cool. And so you referenced Santana. He's another one. Like, when he does a national anthem, it does something to me. I know. I sound like an old man, but there's something about Santana and a bunch of my dad's friends, either new guys in the band or hung out with them or partied in the Mission. And so that era of musicians and art and San Francisco culture is slowly starting to pass away, and it sucks.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because they're honoring that art and that legacy through their City Connects, Joe.
Oh, heck,
and that's
yeah.
why I love them, because I feel the Grateful Dead when I look at those City Connectors.
Right,
you guys are looking at me like I'm full of crap.
Hey, stretch
Armstrong. I would buy this whole Summer of Love thing if the Summer patch on the side said 1969 and not 1958. If you're going to do Summer of Love, either commit to it or at minimum get the year right.
Is the Summer of Love, has it started?
No, that was a couple years ago. We moved on.
Oh,
it's
wow.
The Summer of Spadoni now.
That's not as fun. The Summer of Love is better.
The Summer of Spadoni?
My birthday is actually a week from today.
That's in the summer,
wow,
so there you go.
He's letting us know.
I'm not going to be here, so that's why. Oh. There you go.
I'm not going to be here.
There's a conversation that we're going to have at some point regarding like the fervor over going to a Valkyries game, right? There's something about the social currency of wanting to be in on something that you deem to be popular.
It is very pop. The Valkyries are popping right now. I know they lost yesterday, got a little humbled, but you know what? You're an expansion team going up against the best team in basketball. They're undefeated in New York Liberty. There's no shame in that. I thought they held their own for the most part for a little bit. I mean, Breonna Stewart's one of the best players in the game. It happens.
But there was there's a novelty right now, social currency, whatever you want to call it. There's a cachet where people want to be. They want to be there. They don't want to miss something. They feel like they're on ground zero.
I didn't mean to cut you off. There's an aura around it.
Yes.
Aura.
So when we talk about aces, as you're discussing this, just my personal, the people I hang out with, people I talk to, there was never this aura to go see Matt Cain. Now, if you were going to a Giants game and Matt Cain was pitching plus-plus, right? Lincecum, however, was a rock star. And on Lincecum Day, you went out of your way to try to find on the calendar when you thought he might start. and you had to go see Tim Lincecum in person. So as we discuss aces and stuff, I think about as an opponent, right? If a team is coming in, there is a novelty when Hideo Nomo came over to America and played the Giants at Candlestick. I went to the game. It was a night game. There's like 60,000 people. I had to go see Nomo, right? Now, that was a unique thing because it was an international flavor. Fernando Valenzuela had that same aura.
Otani. Right.
Otani.
For the A's.
Yes, even though he's not a pitcher right now.
But when he was with the Angels, literally, that's the reason to go.
100%.
Both those teams stunk, but Otani's pitching. Oh, and, oh, by the way, got Mike Trout there, too. So,
exactly.
Yes.
Verlander, I feel like, had this aura. I feel like Paul Skenes currently has this kind of aura. If the Pirates are in town and you think he's going to start, boy, you try to, like, I got to go to that game. I got to go see that guy. So there is something about being an ace that at times can supersede the numbers, and it's about kind of the show, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. It's all baked into the experience, right? It's funny that we talk about this through the lens of baseball, because baseball, there's just so many damn players that don't resonate.
Mm-hmm.
So when there is actually a player that resonates, we really try to gravitate to towards it. And also, it's tough when your most exciting player is a pitcher, because that happens in this case. Like, the most exciting player on the Pirates, you just referenced him, it's Paul Skenes.
By far.
Plays every five days.
And they have O'Neill Cruz.
But that just goes to show you, like, and he'll do some amazing things. He had that home run the other day. Oh, my God. It was like 130 miles an hour off the bat. It felt like it was a cruise missile is what they call it. It's insane. This guy's just a phenom, by the way. If I can get that guy on my hands, that would be happy. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to keep him or whatever. But I don't even know what the hell they're doing out in Pittsburgh, not paying their players, whatever. Anyways. It's hard when your most exciting player is a pitcher. For a while, it was Tim Lincecum, because prior to that was Barry Bonds. Then he hung it up. I was like, all right, who do we got now? Well, there's this kid who's like 5'10", 150, soaking wet. He's got long hair. He's a crazy delivery. Let's see what we got. I remember a random regular season game back in like 2009. It was a Friday. My dad took me out of school early so we can beat some traffic. Went up to the game, and it was Giants-Dodgers. It was like 09, 08, something. Mm-hmm. Joe Torre was still the manager, I think, then. So maybe it was, I don't know, 08, something like that.
Well, this is when he was loser Joe again.
Exactly, loser. Thank you. Thank you, DT. So we go up there, and you remember just Tim Lincecum, and he was shoving. And he ended up only going like five innings or something, but he had like, I don't know, like 10-plus Ks. He was insane. He was just peak Timmy. But I remembered it. Just some random game, because Tim Lincecum was in there. And also I remember it because Joe Torre was the manager. And he's one of the greatest managers of all time. He's like, I feel like he's been perpetually like 70 years old, by the way, Joe Torre, forever.
The key is to George Clooney. Look old early on.
Thank you.
You can age gracefully.
That's exactly what it's been for him. Wilfred Brimley, another guy like that. Rest in peace. But I remember it, to your point. And right now, I think this is where you're going to get to. Like, am I going to the ballpark for Logan Webb? Probably not.
No, but it's a great consolation package if you're already going.
Yes.
And you find out he's starting.
Yes.
Now, I don't think even Robbie Ray does that to anyone.
No.
Was there a Bumgarner-like quality to going to games?
Sometimes. I think after 2014, definitely, there was a Mad Bum thing. Oh, we got Mad Bum.
He was
awesome.
Very overrated in the regular season.
He was.
You just look at his like regular season output.
I want to say he was only like a 3- or 4-time All-Star, which, again, like that's he's an All-Star.
He was a great player.
He was really good.
Great
four-time. Four-time.
Yeah, but like he's a guy, he's better, but like he's a guy like Andy Pettit who elevated his game come playoff time.
And I think both those guys should be in the Hall of Fame at one end. Like, I don't know if he's first ballot. Probably not going to be first ballot, but I think at the end of the day, he should be a Hall of Famer.
Like, Pedro Martinez, there was you guys are all younger, but like, there was a 4-year stretch. He was the most incredible watch in sports.
Oh, we remember Pedro.
Okay. Randy Johnson, being that tall, being left-handed, there was a novelty about watching him pitch.
Big unit.
I remember when Clayton Kershaw would come around when he was in his apex. Mm-hmm. There was something about, I got to go in person to see Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah,
I have to go see him.
Yes, it made him more exciting.
Absolutely.
And then I always just go back to that Sports Illustrated article in that front page. It's like one of the greatest covers ever. It's him, it's Timmy, it's Clayton.
Does he have him in a headlock?
He has him in a headlock. That's what it is. Timmy has him in the headlock. It's funny because Clayton's like 7 or 8 inches taller than him.
He's yes.
The big dude. And it gets, I mean, those guys are some of the best shows in all sports, right? So. And it's probably coming to an end here pretty soon. Clayton Kershaw, I would be surprised if he plays it even a year after this. At this point, guys hurt all the time. But to your point, like right now, it sounds crazy. The guy, like, I'd be most excited to watch if he told me I get this start is the guy that's like 42, 43 years old. It's Justin Verlander.
Yeah, but he's not,
even their best. He's not, their, not even close to their best pitcher.
That's more novelty factor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just, you just want to see him? You want to see an old gunslinger before he hangs him up.
Okay, that right? might be it. You're right. No, that's probably it. You're right.
You know, like you want to see an old. It's like me wanting to go see Brett Favre when he was playing for the Jets or something. You know,
or Derek Jeter at his farewell tour.
Yeah,
right.
Look, I guess where I'm going at with this whole ace. I think in sports we throw these terms around. You know, like for example, Brock Purdy is a franchise elite quarterback. It's like, all right, well. To me, there's like four guys that are infallible, and then there's a bunch of other guys who are really, really, really good.
TJ Houshmandzadeh also disagrees with you on that. We'll get to that sound. Has he joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, former wide receiver?
Right. Like, and I just feel like when if you don't, like, if I were to say, like, come out here on these airways and be like, I like Logan Webb a lot. I think he's great. I don't have him under ace category because to me, my threshold for aces is much higher. You're a hater. You don't like him. You think he stinks. He's top five in this and that. It's like, no. What I'm saying is that my algorithm for using that particular word is a little different from yours. You know, superstar in the NBA. I think we throw that word around.
Superstar, there's like five of them.
Exactly.
Stars, there's like 20. Yes.
I agree.
And Halliburton right now, you used that analogy earlier as the Pacers.
He might be becoming one.
He's a star, I would say. I do think he is a star at this point. He's about to take the Pacers. He's about to take the Indiana Pacers to the finals. Yeah, I'd say he's a star.
What makes a superstar then?
What makes a superstar is I'm going to go out of my way to pay money to watch that
it's not just that.
But that's part of it. Like, I'm not going out of my way to pay to see the Indiana Pacers and Halliburton. Honestly, I would go out of my way to see, and I know he's going to be about to get knocked out, so maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot here. Shout out Plaxico Burress. Like, maybe it's Anthony Edwards, right? Like, that's a guy
no,
I would
I
pay
agree.
Money to watch. That's the star factor there. But is he a superstar?
Well,
even? I don't know.
I hate to use this, like, as so flimly, but someone that my mother or my mother-in-law is intrigued on and knows about, because they're what I would define as the casual sports fan. Big game's on, they'll turn it on. They're learning about players as well, right?
Yes.
Like, wow, this Jalen Brunson's really good.
Yeah.
He's got really hairy arms. You know what I mean? Like, little things like that. But now, my mom does not think that Jalen Brunson is a superstar.
No, he's not.
No, right? But in New York, if I said that exact same thing, they'd be like, what are you talking about?
From what I'm taking from you is you like the one name rule, like me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.